This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things the Fed does in this economy is to help manage the money supply, which gets us to this. Visa, the credit card company, really, really wants small businesses in this economy to go cashless. The company announced a promotion today that'll give 50 restaurants, cafes, and food trucks $10,000 American dollars as long as they swear off using actual currency. There are out there already a number of businesses that have stepped away from cash. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at why.
The salad chain Sweetgreen has gone cashless at most of its restaurants, including this one in Midtown New York. Isabel Bingham, waiting in line for a salad, has never actually noticed.
Couchless? Oh, cashless. Oh, I did not know that.
There are a lot of good reasons for legit tax-paying businesses to go cashless. Cash takes time and attention. It costs to count it, move it, guard it.
Stopping cash pilferage by your employees is actually tricky business.
Kenneth Rogoff is an economics professor at Harvard University.
It also raises your insurance. If you're carrying lots of cash in your till, you're more likely to get robbed, and your insurance is going to be higher.
There are hygiene issues having cash near food. I mean, those dollar bills are covered with bacteria. But there are also reasons to think a lot of small businesses won't jump to cashless anytime soon. Some have customers without access to banks. The FDIC estimates that's still 7% of U.S. households. And some businesses have an older set of customers. Those businesses will also keep accepting cash.
I think there is the whole notion of generationality around cash.
Ravi Shankar Chaturvedi is from the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He says if you look at the world from the eyes of an entering college freshman,
cash is something that she probably associates with her grandparents.
Which might help explain that couchless misunderstanding. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.